Okay, we are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 4, Mishnah 4 of Tainus. So says the Mishnah as follows. So we noted that in general, whenever we have the Ma'amados, there are always going to be two groups of a specific Ma'amad. There will be people who are in the base of Mikdash in the temple area during the service, and then there are going to be people part of a Ma'amad who are not part of the regular service in Yerushalayim. They're in their hometowns. So now, says the Mishnah as follows. Kol yom sheish bo halal in bo ma'amad b'shachres. So it makes it seem like, evidently in this Mishnah, we're only talking about the ma'amad that's in the base of Mikdash, that's, you know, there during the service. Says the Mishnah, any day when halal is said, so it says there is no ma'amad service at shachres. What does this mean? Well, it means that the members of this ma'amad, they have to say halal, or in addition to watching the Talmud and doing the other stuff, so therefore they don't have the time to add the extra Kriyas HaTorah and any other additional prayers. So all they do is say the shachres, and they say halal, but none of the extra leaning or things like that. Seems like it's specifically talking about the leaning and perhaps some other extra things, but the leaning seems to be the car of what we're talking about. So there's no leaning and any other extra additional prayers at Shacharis because they have to say Hallel, and they just don't have enough time to do everything. Korban Musaf in bo vani'ila, says the Mishnah, any day when you're going to have a Musaf offering that's going to be brought, so there's not going to be a Ma'amad service and Ne'ila, meaning there's no Kriyas HaTorah and any other additional things. You're not going to have that in Ne'ila. And the implication is, if it's a Musaf sacrifice, so obviously, if Ne'ila is not going to have a Ma'amad service, so obviously during the Musaf prayer and during Mincha, you will not have any Kriyas HaTorah there as well, because everyone's going to be busy with preparing all the stuff for the Musaf offering. So one thing that the Mishnah does mention over here that we didn't necessarily say explicitly before is that there is a Ne'ila prayer that does take place during the Ma'amad week. So they're going to be adding Ne'ila to their prayers. That is an extra prayer. And so, again, they're not going to do any extra Ma'amad service during the Ne'ila prayer and the Musaf and Mincha. Okay, continues the Mishnah. Korban Eitzim Ein Bo Vamincha. Whenever there is a wood offering that is brought, so a wood offering is a special offering that whenever there was additional donations of wood brought to the Mizbeach to be used for burning, so they would bring an Ola with that. So they would call this Ola offering a wood offering because it was specifically connected to the wood that was brought. So any day when there is a wood offering that is brought, so there is not going to be any Ma'amad service, again, no leaning or whatever, at Mincha, because the members of the Ma'amad are going to be busy greeting those who are bringing the wood offering, etc. They're going to be busy, but the implication is that on these wood offering days, there is a Ma'amad service at Ne'ila. So again, Musaf offerings will cancel out Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ila, and the wood offering only cancels out the Mincha Ma'amad services. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva has to say. Then says the Mishnah, Amar lo Benazi. Benazi says to Rabbi Akiva, Kachaya Rabbi Yeshua Shoneh. Rabbi Yeshua taught the law as follows. Korban Musaf in bo vamincha. When a Musaf offering was brought, so there is no Ma'amad service at Mincha, but, so again, there's not a Musaf nor is there a Mincha, but seems to be that there is going to be one at Ne'ila. There will be Ma'amad services at Ne'ila, but Korban Eitzim Ein Bo V'Ne'ila. When a wood offering is brought, there is no Ma'amad service, not only a Mincha, but even at Ne'ila. So switch off the so the halachas essentially are switched from this teaching to the previous one. So according to the to how Rabbi Akiva originally taught it, there is a Ma'amad service at Ne'ila when there's a wood offering, but not when there is Musaf. And according to how Ben Azai just taught it to Rabbi Akiva in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, he says there is a Ma'amad service at Ne'ila when there is a Musaf offering, but there is not Korban Eitzim in Bo V'Ne'ila. But when there is a wood offering, but there is no Ma'amad service at Mincha and Ne'ila. Chazer Rabbi Akiva Leyos Shona Kiven Aze. Then once Rabbi Akiva heard this, Rabbi Akiva changed his mind, and he says, I'm going to teach, and he taught as Ben Aze did, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that again, wood offering sacrifices would displace the Ma'amad service at Ne'ila and Mincha, and the Musaf offering does not displace the Ma'amad service of Ne'ila. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey, but for now, we will stop right here.